Hi, love, and welcome to Listening to Your Gut. My name is Kelly Bluth, and I am a certified holistic nutritionist with a passion and purpose in this life to educate and serve others, like you. As a woman with two autoimmune conditions, I have found the power in embracing a holistic lifestyle to support my overall well-being. In each episode, I will share inspiration, tips, or research-proven strategies that will help you to listen to your gut literally and figuratively. Together, we will work to honor our mind, body, and soul through holistic wellness. I am so pumped we are on this journey together. Let's dive in. Hello and welcome back to the Listening to Your Gut podcast and another solo episode for you this week. And I really just felt called to talk about dehydration because it's something that I think a lot of times goes unnoticed, right? A lot of the symptoms we associate with maybe potentially other things, when really, if we look at it, a lot of our issues could be caused by merely just not having enough liquid, not having enough water in our body. And, you know, if you've heard me say before, or you've heard someone else say before, our bodies are actually made up of 2/3 plus water. So naturally, we need that in order to function properly. So this episode is really going to dive into a couple different aspects. We're going to first talk about warning signs of dehydration. So things that you might notice if you're dehydrated. We're going to talk about why you are dehydrated, like potential reasons why that is happening for you. We're going to also talk about what chronic dehydration can lead to. And then I want to talk to you briefly about the importance of filtered water. That's going to be a whole nother episode. I know in the future I definitely want to do that, share the importance of filtered water. And then I'm going to also share with you how you can make your own water if you have a filtration system. It's really important that you add in some essential electrolytes to your water because, well, we'll talk about it here in a little bit. There's a reason why, and I'll get to that towards the end of the episode. And I'll also talk to you about the importance of potassium to sodium, the ratio that we really need to be aware of, because if there's an imbalance there, you can feel off, and also I'll share some of the symptoms of that as well with you. So lots to cover, lots to share, but again, my intent always with these episodes is that I provide you with some knowledge, with some insight into ways that you can support yourself in your overall health and wellness. So let's get to it. All right. So I told you we would start off with the warning signs of dehydration. So first and foremost, I think the one that is top of mind for, I think, a lot of us would be thirst, right? You naturally have a thirst, and need something to drink, right? So that is number one. When we are thirsty, when we are dehydrated, it typically means that we need something to drink. Okay. So thirst is a key red flag for dehydration. Lightheadedness. If you feel like, ooh, man, like I just ran around the block, but you didn't actually, that is a sign. Lightheadedness, dry mouth, right? That I'm guilty of experiencing that quite a bit when I don't drink enough water. Dry mouth, that should be a sign right away that your mouth is parched and it needs more water because you're losing the moisture in your body. Headaches can also go along with dehydration. I get headaches and I don't get them very often, but when I am severely dehydrated, that's one of the things I get, almost immediately. And I know right away that it's because I haven't had enough water. Now that rarely ever happens, but if I'm in a situation where I don't have access to water, maybe, or I didn't bring enough water for myself, sometimes I can experience that. Tiredness, if you just feel overall sluggish, right, and fatigued, that can also be a sign of dehydration. Brain fog. So you see, a lot of these could be thought of as something else, right? So it's really important that we address making sure that we're staying hydrated, because a lot of these symptoms can go away or will go away if you address, the issue. And a lot of times, not always, but like I said, a lot of times we're just dehydrated and we need more liquid in our body. low mood. So, you know, our blood is predominantly made of water. And so if blood flow is not able to function properly because we don't have enough water to help, you know, keep things flowing, your mood's going to tank, right? It's going to, you know, slow down the production of hormones and imbalance them. And so you're not going to feel optimal. Dark urine or smelly urine, okay? This, the dark urine and smelly urine can also be a sign that you're not breaking down proteins properly. But if you're not seeing that on a consistent basis and you only notice it when, say, you haven't had enough to drink, enough liquids, enough water, you know, the dark urine, smelly urine, it could be one or the other or both, that is a sign that you have not drank enough, been drinking enough water, and so that you are dehydrated. Not urinating every hour or two. If if you don't feel the urge or have to use the restroom to pee, every, you know, hour or so, that is a sign that you potentially are on the verge of becoming dehydrated, because if we're drinking enough liquid, it should naturally flush out through our body. It should flush things out and exit our body, you know, by using the restroom. And so if you don't feel the urge to do that every hour or so, that could be an indicator that you are getting towards that dehydrated state. Also, dizziness is another one. So kind of like with the lightheadedness and maybe headaches, you might experience those combined, or, you know, maybe just one or the other, but dizziness again, because your body needs water to help it function optimally. And if you're not getting that in, that can make you feel suboptimal. So those are the warning signs of dehydration. And again, some of those can be a little bit more severe. You know, I was severely dehydrated. I'm just thinking of a time when I actually went on a cruise with one of my best friends from college right after we graduated, back in 2013. We went to the Bahamas, and I remember we were in Key West, and we were doing, I think we were doing a bike tour. And I remember I had gotten severely burned the day before. This was back when I refused to put sunscreen on. Shame on me. I was, you know, an impressionable 22-year-old at the time. And yeah, so I did not wear sunscreen, and that the sun was, of course, it's, you know, June, mid-June, the sun's beating down on me. And I was drinking water, but clearly not enough, especially with the sunburn had, you know, taken a lot of the moisture out of my skin, out of my body. And we ended up getting back to our room on the boat, on the cruise ship. And I passed out. I passed out in the bathroom of our room. And it was, again, it was a combination of the sunburn, but a lot of it had to do with being dehydrated. So, it is a serious thing. I mean, yeah, if you are not drinking enough water, you could potentially pass out from that too. So, not something you want to get to. I mean, you know, that really, shocked me when that happened, and it really prompted me to then from there on forth on the trip to make sure I was well hydrated. So yeah, just wanted to share that because, you know, that is an extreme case, but it also is the reality of the situation. If you are not taking care of your body and giving yourself enough water, that could potentially happen. So again, why could this happen to you, or why does this happen to you? Why do people become dehydrated? Again, whole slew of reasons. So I'm just going to share with you some of the most common. Okay. Of course, one of the most common is just simply not drinking enough water. You know, that's what I just shared with you from my experience. You know, and we also lose about a half to a full liter of water overnight because our body is, you know, processing, getting rid of a lot of the toxins, flushing those out. And, you know, our body's hard at work. And so it needs water, one of those ingredients is water that it needs to be able to, you know, function optimally and to really get our bodies ready and well rested for the next day to come. Caffeine, you know, can also be a problematic issue especially if you're someone who doesn't drink caffeine very much. And this is quite simply because your body is just not used to processing caffeine. So, you know, caffeine is another one. Saunas. So even my infrared sauna, if I'm not consistently hydrating myself before, during, and after my experience, that is going to suck a lot of the moisture out of your body and could be very problematic if you're not focused on rehydrating yourself throughout the experience. Exercise. So whether it's moderate to intense exercise, if you are exercising, you lose a significant amount of water through that process. Whether you visibly sweat or not, it's happening. You're losing water, trust me. So it's important to stay fully hydrated throughout that experience as well. Diuretics. So, you know, if you're using some sort of a laxative, that is going to pull the water in your body towards the stool to make it easier for that stool to be released. That's, you know, that's the intent of those laxatives. And so with that, it's going to, you know, take a lot of the water resources in your body and use them up to relieve the constipation, which is going to leave you dehydrated. Medications. So like I just said, laxatives, oral medications for type 2 diabetes also have a side effect of dehydration. Migraine support medications, like Excedrin, and even chemotherapy drugs can cause dehydration. So there are, like I said, certain medications that can lead to dehydration as well. So you just want to make sure that you're reading the labels and being aware of what it can potentially cause. And if dehydration is one of them, you know, you just got to make sure that you're staying up on your water intake throughout that time frame. Diabetes, like I said, diabetes type 2 medication. So naturally diabetes can cause you to be, naturally be dehydrated, kidney disease, and then cystic fibrosis. So these are just a couple conditions that, you know, typically cause individuals to become dehydrated. Now, if left untreated, like if you don't focus on hydrating yourself on a regular basis, there are some pretty serious things that could happen. And I'm not trying to scare you, but I just want you to be aware of some of the things that could potentially happen if you are not staying hydrated. So some of those things that could potentially happen would be kidney dysfunction. You could develop kidney stones, and I think this is kind of an obvious one. Without enough water in your body, you can also end up becoming severely constipated. Okay, my love, I wanted to take a break for a moment to let you in on the best skincare line I have ever used that is 100% plant-based, organic, cruelty-free, non-GMO, and gluten-free. Skin Essence Organics is a Canadian-based company that sells their products in both the U.S. and Canada. As I mentioned, their products are all plant-based and contain no harmful toxins. They smell great, feel great, and last an insanely long time. I've had some of my products for over 6 months, and I use them every day. One of my favorite products is the Facial in a Jar. It's an exfoliant and softening mask. You simply use a pinch of the powder and a few drops of water to make the most amazing smelling mask ever. So if you're ready to switch over your skincare products to support your body and the environment, I've got your back. You can get 15% off your next order when you use my code KELLY15. And feel free to reach out to me on Facebook or Instagram with any questions you have. Now let's get back to the episode. So how do we make sure that we're getting water into our bodies on a consistent basis, like throughout the day, so that we're fully hydrated? And how do we ensure that we're getting the best quality water? Well, if I were you, quite simply, I would use either, if you need the motivation, I'd use a tracking app. There's a water tracking app that I will put in the show notes that I have used in the past. I don't use it anymore because it was kind of, for me, a motivator in the beginning for me to get in my water intake. And now that I'm pretty consistent with that, I don't really need it anymore. But there, you can use, you know, a variety of different water intake apps to record and track your water each day. You know, I will say, and there are many people out there that will second this, I believe that it, is best for you to get at least half your body weight in ounces of water to consume that per day, if not more. You know, I know there's people that, you know, will aim to drink a gallon of water a day. That's cool too. I mean, but you can't overdose on water. So, I say the more the better. And you know, if you've got, I know there are people that like, having, you know, the water bottles that have, you know, drink this much by this time and so on and so forth. If you, you know, want to invest in one of those, or you, that would be motivational for you, you know, maybe do that. You can also, you know, if the taste is what gets you and you're just like, man, I would drink it if it tasted better, but it tastes like nothing, right? You can infuse your water with different, juices, like, you know, lemon or lime juice. You know, there are great, Element Tea is a great company that, is a, packet of electrolytes, all natural, great brand. It is, the founder is, I believe he was a former, he was a scientist, I believe, like a biochemist, I want to say, just a great product. So Element Tea, I'll share that in the show notes as well. Is a great way to add electrolytes naturally to your water. And it also, they come in different flavors. So that is, that's great too. And you know, yeah, like I said, infuse your water. You could add fruit, like whole chunks of fruit in there to infuse it naturally. So that, I mean, there's a lot of ways to get around the, just the bland taste or the blah taste of water. So yeah, hopefully that is helpful in terms of, you know, trying to motivate yourself or get yourself to drink more water. I think when you start to consistently drink enough water a day, you know, at least half your body weight in ounces of water per day, you'll notice that you actually feel a lot better. I mean, you really will. You'll have more mental clarity. You won't be as hungry, because a lot of times we think we're hungry when really we're just dehydrated and we just need to drink more water. So, I mean, a lot of things will clear up, and, you know, not to mention that it's helping to flush out toxins in your body. So like, I mean, hello, what easier way to start doing that to help your body than to just simply drink water? It's pretty easy. So that's just, you know, a little segment there on, you know, how to get water in. And now I want to, you know, share with you, the benefits of filtered water. So, you know, if you didn't know, this is something that I learned and was just blown away when, I learned it in my holistic nutrition coursework, that our tap water, like unfiltered water, is just loaded with crap. I mean, there is fluoride in there, which, you know, if you know anything about fluoride is not great to even to have in toothpaste at this point. There are a whole bunch of chemicals. There are medications, trace amounts of medications, in tap water. There is rocket fuel. I mean, when I found that out, I was just mind blown. I was like, okay, that's absolutely disgusting. There's just so much crap in our tap water that, you know, you may be thinking you're doing something good for yourself. And of course you are in drinking water, but if it's not quality water, I mean, you could really be really putting your body at a disadvantage and, really, you know, causing harm in the long run. So filtered water is really the best route to go. Some of my favorite filtration systems that, don't have to be, you know, you don't have to install it into your sink or, you know, go through this huge installation process. You can simply just have the filtration system sitting on your counter, and add water to it, and then it will filter out, all the crap. But some of my favorites would be the Berkey water filter. Hydrovive has a great one too. And then AquaTru. So I actually am going to be getting here in the next few months, a Berkey water filter. I'm super excited. I currently have, a water filter that's just, you know, subpar. And so I'm going to be investing in a Berkey water filter. So I'll share more about that experience once I actually have that. I'm super excited for that. But the thing about filtered water, so, you know, there's always, when we do something to support ourselves, there's always, you know, something else typically that we have to be aware of when we incorporate these new, routines, these new systems into our daily routine. With filtered water systems, they actually strip everything from the water. So even the trace minerals that are found in water that are really important to have, they strip those away. And so you're left with water that has no minerals in it, right? The good minerals that we want. And so the best way to incorporate those back into your water would be to either add like a pinch of sea salt or some lemon juice, because those are going to have trace minerals, and, you know, lemon juice has vitamin C in it. So that's going to help to support your body, especially your immune system, but just your overall functioning. So I would recommend that you do one of those two things or both, because that's going to allow you to get the best benefits of the filtration. You know, it'll still give you those trace minerals that you need in the water, but that water will be truly clean. So that's what I would recommend there. And, you know, when we talk about electrolytes, those are just quite simply key minerals like potassium, you know, sodium, calcium, and these are things that help the body perform key functions. So we want electrolytes in our water because they're going to help our bodies to function optimally. Now, in terms of the correct ratio for electrolytes, this is something that I remember quite well from my holistic nutrition coursework. There is a specific ratio that you want to ensure you are within for your potassium to sodium ratio, because potassium and sodium together give us a really great combination of electrolytes. They're like besties in the nutritional world. But you want to make sure that you have the correct ratio. So if you have too much sodium, then you're going to maybe experience things like being swollen or retaining fluids. And if you have too much potassium, you're going to potentially feel more tired, lethargic, and just more overall in the parasympathetic state. So the ideal ratio for potassium to sodium would be 2:1 to 10:1. So that means you want to have 2 times as much potassium as you do sodium, or 10 all the way up to 10 times as much potassium compared to sodium. Okay. So you always want to have a little bit more potassium than you do sodium. And so again, that ratio is 2:1 to 10:1. You want to be within that range. And again, you can make your own electrolyte mix. You don't have to buy Elementi's electrolyte mix. You can quite simply just use, you know, like 1/2 to 1 whole lemon or lime, squeeze that juice, and then just add a pinch of sea salt to your water. Put those two together, mix it in with your water, and there you go. You know, you're going to have just the right amount. It's going to taste good too, and you're going to feel a lot better having done that. So yeah, so that's just a little bit about dehydration today. Short and quick episode for you. As always, I like to, you know, hit the ground running and give you the information in a short amount of time so that you can be on with your day, but, you know, use that information to help, you know, you make informed decisions in your own health and wellness. So if you enjoyed this episode, I would love for you to share it on social media, to tag me, to DM me, let me know what your thoughts are. And if you'd like any more information, just feel free to reach out to me and let me know. So I hope you have an amazing rest of your week. Happy Labor Day, and we will chat soon. I am so glad you listened today. But before I let you go, I have one small request. It would mean the world to me if you could rate the podcast on Apple or Spotify. You can leave a review on Apple Podcast if that's where you're tuning in. Reviews help this podcast become more searchable, which allows me to impact more incredible women like you. Feel free to tag me on Instagram at Kelly_Bluth so I can personally thank you. Thank you so much for joining me today. If this episode resonated with you, please share it with a friend. It is my mission to support as many women as possible, and together we can make that a reality. I am honored to be on this journey together. Until next time, I love you, I'm always here for you, and I'll talk to you soon.